Hi, everyone. It's Sharna, and this is a Lead and Follow Quick Tips bonus episode featuring one practice you can try out this week to improve your relationships at work. Your lead and follow coaching tip for today is take turns. One summer, I attended a large afternoon barbecue, and a person I just met walked over and asked me about my work. Perfectly normal question, right? So I started telling him. But then he interrupted me before I could finish and asked me another question. So I started answering the new question, but then he interrupted me again. Another question. Finally, I had to stop answering the questions and instead ask him a question just to break this pattern. Even if you yourself haven't experienced this kind of rapid-fire question asking, I bet you can imagine how irritating it might feel, especially at a relaxing afternoon party. One reason interrupting feels irritating is that it makes us feel that the other person isn't listening. To feel connected, we really need to be heard, whether we're at a barbecue or in a work meeting. And when we don't feel heard, we instinctively pull away. We don't want to talk or share or help or collaborate. And repeated interruption is basically a disconnection device. Now, once in a while, if it's really important, and if it's done calmly and for a good reason, interrupting someone is actually totally fine. It's just when we do it a lot and without any clear purpose that it can be damaging to relationships. So as a proactive measure, this habit of taking turns when you're speaking with others can improve your relationships by preventing interruption and increasing the chances that the people around you feel heard and are comfortable and willing to connect with you. Taking turns on a very basic level just means that when someone else is speaking, wait until they're completely finished before responding or before asking another question. If for some reason you do need to interrupt, acknowledge that you're interrupting by saying something simple like, "Forgive me for interrupting, but the wedding cake is being served right now. Let's go have some." Or even, "I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have another meeting at the top of the hour. Thanks so much for your time." This preserves the connection you have with that person because it reinforces the fact that you are, in fact, listening. If you aren't sure if the person you're speaking with is finished, you can ask, "Are you finished?" The urgent, fast-paced flow of many workplaces can sometimes make it tempting to interrupt or to assume you already know what's going to be said, or even to discount the response entirely. Those things are connection killers, and if you do them too much, you're going to have to start all over again, building your connection with each person. The need to be heard is so strong that even if you think you do already know what a person is going to say, it's still important that you hear them say it. Try this out, experiment, and let me know how it goes. If you'd like to learn more, check out the main episodes where I talk with educators, researchers, consultants, artists, and working people of all kinds about how they experience, study, and teach leadership and followership dynamics. Or pick up a copy of my book, Lead and Follow: The Dance of Inspired Teamwork. It's available everywhere.